everybody. George here.
And Michelle.
Yeah.
From Moose Sounds.
Figured we'd do a boo from our location we decided to try out.
Mm-hmm. Had a dietitian appointment today, which turned out to be successful. Just needs some tweaking.
Yep.
So that's good. But we decided to go to Student Union Building at the university.
Yeah.
And try out the Daily Grind. It's a coffee place.
Yeah. And it replaces another coffee place that used to be there.
Mm-hmm.
The place used to be called Java Jive.
Mm-hmm.
Those of you who were around Edmonton in years past will remember it. I used to have something called the Highland Grog, or Irish Cream, or of later times, I just had the Fair Trade Coffee. Now, here, we decided to, rather than go for the coffee, they probably have that, you know, the true plain old coffee. But we decided to try something a little different today.
Mm-hmm.
We each got a, a maple...
Maple iced cappuccino.
Yeah, maple iced cappuccino, which
normally comes with whipped cream, but we got it without whipped cream.
Yeah.
And they put chocolate sprinkles on it. But it's not chocolate sprinkles like we you think of. It's real chunks of chocolate.
Real, yeah. Small shaved chunks of chocolate.
So and it's a slurpy kind of consistency, which I like. Those of you who know Tim's and their iced cappuccinos, I don't like them because of their cap.
Yeah, it's much more coarse.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Thing. This is very fine, very smooth to begin with, and it would probably stay that way if you mixed it around fairly regularly.
Yep.
I used to work at a place that made something called the chiller. And a person there advised me that when you drink something like that, keep stirring it, because essentially that's how the machine makes it so it doesn't freeze solid. Stirs it around.
Yeah, and it's the same with regular Slurpees, too. Although with regular Slurpees, they would dilute, whereas these ones don't. But
it just gets so you can't move it anymore.
Yeah, exactly. But they're wonderful.
They are, and they're nice. It's a very nice blend.
Mm-hmm.
Coffee, the espresso behind that must be great too, because it's really rich but smooth.
Mm-hmm. And then we had a snack to go with that. I had what's called Almond Crunch. And basically, it's like a it's like a granola bar, but a finer grind of granola. And they used, instead of refined sugars, they used the Rogers Golden Syrup. I don't know much about that. I think that's a sugar cane syrup. I'll have to look that up. And brown sugar as their sweeteners. And then in that, they have cranberries and raisins. It was really good. It wasn't overly sweet. And so I have to do some digging and see if I can get that for at home.
I had a huge Nanaimo bar. I'm not sure if that's specifically a Canadian treat or...
I think it is. I think it was invented in Nanaimo.
Yeah, possibly. But it's almost like an oatmeal base. I'm pretty sure that is like oatmeal or rolled oats, something like that.
Mm-hmm. I believe you.
And then a sort of icing, and then a chocolate topping.
Yep.
And this was over an inch thick. It was probably 4 inches square.
Yeah, it was huge.
Absolutely massive, on this massive sugar rush.
Which I'm not surprised.
And then this coffee to boot. It's rich, but it's also sweet.
Yep. Yeah. Well, because of the maple.
So, I'll have to get a recipe for Nanaimo bars. I made them once. But, yeah, I know oatmeal is a huge part of that base, and then I think it's a consistency of icing sugar and...
Well, I think there's a custardy...
No, actually, this doesn't have that custard feel, which is what I like about it. They can use that custard feel, but those I don't care for. Not as much as I do these, because the ones with the custard I find I almost have to have them frozen before they're enjoyable. These are almost crunchy, but not quite. So I'm thinking it's icing sugar, something to moisten it with, because it's a coarser icing. But it isn't creamy.
Well, probably just that they use it, might use a non-refined, not as refined sugar.
Yeah.
Sounds interesting. I might have to share one with you someday.
Yeah. I'd cut it into pieces for yourself. I kid, like I said, it's huge. That's probably too much for me in one sitting. I might cut it in half next time. Huge.
Yeah,
never mind counting the calories, they're off the scale.
Yeah. That's where people joke about calories being free.
Yeah.
Because they're off the scale.
Trouble is, you pay for them later.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, just let me check.
So, it's a beautiful day here. Partly cloudy, but gorgeous nonetheless. Just trying to see what that...
Trying to tell how much time I got left, but it's making unintelligible bits of speech.
Well, you're like me, so we've got 2 minutes and 39 seconds left, so...
I hate that. It's like, it gets in this mode every once in a while. You just pray you can maneuver it around where you need to.
Yeah. But yeah, it's great. George and I used to be here for various things, and then for a while I'd sit here and write. And I don't know why I got out of doing it once a week, but I did. And I think maybe it's because the carrot came into our lives, or...
Well, and honestly, when it's just like any transition, when you're just starting a semester in school,
yep,
it can be utter mayhem. It's packed, you can't move. And seats like we're sitting in are hard to find.
Yep.
So, thankfully it's not like that right now.
Yeah. But I think it'd be great to start my market ministries at some point in time here. Like I was saying earlier.
Yeah.
I guess we should have mentioned this will be our audio mode.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't say, usually I start off by saying what audio mode is.
Yeah. Oh, well.
A little different today.
Yeah, it happens.
Well,
we're kind of coming down off of one thing, and then you're on your sugar rush. And
yep.
But I think we should sign off.
Sign off.
May your journeys be safe. Yep. Take care and God bless.
Bye for now. Thanks
for
listening.
Yes, thanks for listening.
Now, let's see if I can find the pause.